The Alaska Railroad plans to begin spraying herbicide along its tracks next week for the first time in 26 years. The permit was granted by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Division of Environmental Health. The decision is being denounced by community health advocates, tribes, and municipalities along the tracks. Trustees for Alaska attorney Austin Williams says DEC denied the railroad's pesticide permit requests in the past, partially because of concerns over water contamination.
However, this time, when the railroad submitted its application, it neglected to identify any of the waters along its railroad, failed to identify any of the vegetation or soil types that are along the right-of-way.
Williams says this rendered the application incomplete and made it impossible for the public to make an informed decision about whether to support or oppose spraying.
And the DEC's decision to issue the permit is arbitrary. Nothing has changed since this permit was last denied. The waters that existed over the last 28 years still exist. If anything, our understanding of the effects these chemicals can have on human health and the environment has improved, such that we should be even more wary of the chemicals today than we had been 30 years ago.
Trustees for Alaska has asked for an adjudicatory hearing with DEC and has requested Commissioner Larry Hartig to stay his decision on the permit until after that time. At issue is the chemical glyphosate. It's the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup and also Aquamaster, which is the herbicide approved by DEC for the railroad to spray with. Pam Miller of the Alaska Community Action on Toxics says glyphosate poses a threat to water quality, fish habitat, berries, and other subsistence food.
Recent scientific evidence published in the peer-reviewed literature about these chemicals show that glyphosate can have profound effects on human health at extremely low exposure levels. And these include effects on reproduction, childhood development, immune and neurological function, as well as cancer risks, and especially two types of cancers, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and multiple myeloma.
But the DEC's Division of Environmental Health Director, Kristen Ryan, disagrees.
We've approved the use of a product where the active ingredient is glyphosate, which is a common household product in any herbicide most people use in their yards. It's been heavily tested, and it does not cause the health effects that they're claiming.
It comes down to dueling science, with both sides claiming they're using only legitimate peer-reviewed studies and suggesting the other side is not. Ryan says their science shows the herbicide is safe.
DEC issued a permit that was safe for the environment and public health. We know we've done a good job, and we know that the environment will be protected with what we issued.
ACAT's Pam Miller says new scientific studies are finding links to endocrine disruptors.
The many, many studies that are now being released, and this is really a revolution in science, looking at endocrine disorders at low dose effects. It's no longer a fact that the dose makes the poison. We know that these chemicals can affect our health at very, very low levels. And DEC is simply ignoring this current science.
Based on this information, the EPA is currently reviewing glyphosate, something Miller says hasn't been done since 1991. Alaska Railroad spokeswoman Stephanie Wheeler says they want to use the herbicide in addition to other methods, including hand clearing and mechanical brush cutters. The Federal Railroad Administration assesses fines to the Alaska Railroad yearly for failing to meet safety mandates because of the vegetation in and around the tracks. The permit becomes active next week on June 9th. ACATS Miller says they've asked for a decision from Commissioner Hartig by this Friday. She says if he does not stay the decision and allows the spray permit to proceed, ACAT will consider legal action in Superior Court.